Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Big Gay Date. I'm Dave Mosling.
I'm Carl Skeens.
And tonight, we are watching the 1996 Jean de Bont action-adventure.
How long did you work on his name?
It's Jean de Bont, isn't it?
I have no idea.
It's the guy, I know the guy from, I don't know the guy. I've known the name in like action movies from the 90s for a while. Anyway, Twister. Yeah. I think it's Jean de Bont, actually. He directed the second Die Hard movie. And he directed, I want to say Speed as well. Yeah, that's what all the trailers for this said, yeah, for the director of Speed. And it was like, yeah.
I love Speed.
I fucking love Speed. It's a great film.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming to you from Orlando, where we've taken a week off because we were hit with Hurricane Irma, which is why we're kind of watching this movie. We're going to talk a little bit about that later, but first of all, let's do a little housekeeping. What the hell are we doing here? Big Gay Date is an audio commentary podcast featuring people who had nothing to do with the movie we're watching. So you can follow along with us, watch the movie in time, and see as we comment on the things that we're watching. Or you can just kick back and listen to us, because we will deviate and it will not turn into a podcast about this movie at all.
Oh, yeah. And we're watching Twister because there really aren't that many good movies about hurricanes.
Storms and things like that,
There's a perfect storm.
The perfect storm.
The perfect storm.
To a stretch, the day after tomorrow, I guess.
I don't even think I'd include that, because that's just... Really, we get Twister and the perfect storm, and then we're restricted to, like, Sharknado
and
bullshit.
Sci-fi stuff,
and
Yeah. And out of this or Perfect Storm, which you think is the better film? I think this is definitely the more fun one.
This is the more fun one. I was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. I dig the shit out of the Perfect Storm. I dig the shit out of the fishing boats. And that movie gave me nightmares growing up, because even in my old age, like, yeah, I don't want to deal with scary spiders. I don't want to deal with certain things, but like, my biggest phobia is fucking drowning. And that I read the book, the hardcover for The Perfect Storm is frightening. It's so good.
It's based on a true story, is that right? Or is it based on a true story the way Fargo is based on a true story?
It's based on a true story. Okay, yeah.
And like, none of them make it back, if I remember, right?
None of them make it back. Basically,
I remember I've seen it once on DVD. It's, is it George Clooney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
George Clooney and Marky Mark.
Yeah, right. And I just remember it being real fucking depressing, obviously, at the end. Like, you know, none of them make it back. It sucks. And all their families, like, grieving and everything. So this is definitely the more fun one.
Yeah, this is more fun. This is a popcorn flick. If you want to be kind of depressed when you leave, you go see A Perfect Storm.
Right. But, I mean, actually, you know, the start here, this scene where they go into the storm cellar and then the dad gets carried away, like, watching that as a kid, I was like, oh, my God, I don't like this as a start. This is like this is equivalent of in Jurassic Park when, like, the fucking guy gets by the
hole. Uh-huh. Now, when we, when Irma hit, you had to do a ride out at the hotel, but I stayed here with your wife and rode out with her. And we had some leaking issues at the back windows, and some groaning and some snaps every time the wind would hit, which was for hours. But we kept having to go take care of the leaking issue, because you if it starts flooding, you want to squash that shit before it like ruins your house.
Absolutely.
If it's happening over by the windows, that's standable. But it got to the point where we didn't have any power, and it was still bad. And Tara was all about, hey, we need to keep doing this. And I'm like, yeah, we totally do. But woman, you're like 5 foot tall. These windows all feel like they're about to implode. And I was really scared your wife was going to blow out the window like the
like
dad in Twister.
Right.
Yeah, like this. I kept telling her. I'm like, it's going to be like the opening scene.
Oh, there he goes. So this is the scene that's played like most heavily at the opening of the old Twister ride at Universal Studios here in Orlando, which is now a Jimmy Fallon ride. We'll go into that a little bit, because God, I got some things to say about that. But the opening of the ride was a kind of like, they don't do it anymore, like that kind of thing. It was a special effects showcase, essentially, not really a ride, just more of a demonstration of like, look how fucking cool we are. Speaking of cool, look how not cool that shot is right there.
Oh, that's horrible.
Is this on a computer? It is, right? This has to be on a computer that they're looking at right now. That is absolutely not a...
There we go.
Okay, thank fuck for that. Oh boy. Yeah, like clenched up a little bit there.
How does the fake Twister look amazing? Yeah, Earth looks horrible.
It looks like fucking Google Earth, Google Maps circa 1996. Oh, my God. The ride they did at Universal was a really cool special effects showcase where they create the scene from the middle of the movie where the tornado attacks, fucking like it chases it down the hallway.
It's their house, and it dodged their house, and it came straight for me.
It takes on the drive-in movie theater and the gas station and shit like that. It creates a tornado actually right in front of you. It was a really cool thing. I always really loved that show, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's real short, but it's just, considering it's real practical things in front of you, mm-hmm. you know?
If you remember that episode of fucking Family Matters when Steve Urkel creates the tornado in the machine in the living room that comes loose and then ravages the living room.
I have not seen that. Is that...
Exactly the tornado they the do in Twister. They did it on, in the house in an old episode of Family Matters with Steve Urkel.
Well, now I'm a little less impressed.
It's not a bad episode. It's funny. I mean, it's fucking Family Matters, so
right, yeah. Universal watch episode of Urkel and you're like, that, let's fucking make that a show for 20 years.
But I mean, Disney's got Disney has the Indiana Jones stunt show and mm-hmm. And they had the lights, cars, motor cars, the
lights, motors, action.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. They had that stunt show.
That started in Paris, and actually the closest thing I've ever seen to the Twister show at Universal is a Armageddon show they have in Paris. I think it's still there. You've never been to Disneyland Paris, have mm-hmm. you? But there's the Disney Studios Park right next door to it. Opened. It's basically Hollywood Studios, but French.
Disney?
Yeah. Okay. And the concept for that ride, similar thing. You go into the Russian space station, essentially, and you're in a big kind of ring, a big circle around this big vent. You remember in Armageddon when they're all trying to escape the space station for the first time, and they got the cosmonauts and Ben Affleck racing up that ladder before ship blows up. It's basically that. So there's the debris or the asteroid field, I think, is hitting it, and it's really cool, honestly, because you've got the windows where you can see the asteroids coming towards you and whizzing past and shit, and as they whiz past or whatever, they start smashing the walls close to the windows, and the walls kind of pop out and everything. Mm-hmm. There's an effect where the wind feels like it's being sucked down to the room, like you start losing pressure and shit.
That's cool.
And then there's a big fucking fireball that comes out right from that middle of that vent, right in front of your face. So that was always the closest thing I've ever seen to, because you've got the stunt shows you can see and everything, mm-hmm. but that is the only thing I've known similar to Twister where it's a small, intimate kind of theater where you get a little showcase. Automated. Yeah, exactly.
I miss Catastrophe Canyon.
Yeah, that's similar kind of thing, mm-hmm. but that's obviously on a much bigger scale. And
that's because Disney just throws money at something until you like it. It works.
You got close to the water, but you never got as close to the thing as you do the Twister. In Twister.
Twister was nice.
This is Philip Seymour Hoffman, very young. And the shot where he just got up out of the chair is apparently the one where his genitals are visible in the VHS copy.
Yes.
Edited out for DVD and home theater release. But apparently when they had some VHS screeners sent out, his balls were hanging low out of his shorts and people caught it and shared it and shit.
So I have the original Twister VHS.
I don't think it's a retail VHS. I think it's the screeners they would send out to critics and shit like that.
Oh, was really hoping I had some fucking Seymour Hoffman balls
waiting for you at home.
Yeah, some vintage
vintage Seymour Hoffman balls.
Yeah, it's like a bottle of wine. If you just leave it uncorked, it's great in a couple of years. Hey, Helen Hunt, I didn't think you were pretty until this movie, and then I didn't really think you were pretty after and everything else, but I like
for an hour 53.
I got you.
So, yeah, this is Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton. Passed away last year. Very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the Storm Chasers that did the tribute to him and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real sweet gesture.
Mm-hmm. You should tell the listener.
The story.
Uh-huh.
I don't know much about it, but basically, so when famous Storm Chasers die, and just to put a pin in that, I don't know what classifies a famous Storm Chaser. But I know there's not many of them because he only did it four times prior. Mm-hmm. It's a very niche field, so I guess they all know each other. I guess, like, famous storm chaser is the famous, like, I don't know, the way...
Well, I mean, they're...
The way we're famous.
They're magicians that are really famous amongst magicians.
You gotta know the circuit, yeah.
Yeah.
And so when a famous storm chaser will die, they will kind of organize around America, and they will line up and group in a way that the locations, their locations appear on a map in the spelling of their initials as a tribute to them. Mm-hmm. Bill Paxton, I keep wanting to say Bill Pullman. Bill Paxton is the only person who got that tribute, who is not an actual storm chaser, but he is iconic in his role in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they extended it to him, which is really nice.
So I guess, does that mean that he is acting like real storm chasers would act?
I guess he did a really fucking good job. I don't know. I didn't hear much about...
And bringing the new wife to meet the ex-wife? Yeah. That's shitty.
I don't know how much... You never hear, you know, people like, when they go into their role, they fucking live with, you know, paranormal experts or, you know, teachers and firefighters and shit for weeks to get to into the psyche of the character and shit. But I don't know. I don't know if Bill Paxton fucking rode around chasing twisters and shit. I'd like to imagine he would.
I forget there's a famous actor talking about, like, method actors and how, like, when What's-His-Face is in Marathon Man, he went and ran a bunch of marathons and mm-hmm. shit. I forget who the actor is, but the actor was talking about, like, method acting, and he's like, that's all really dumb, because I just act.
I just pretend. Yeah, like, I have to confess, I don't get the whole, like, fucking Christian Bale. Yeah, he goes fucking balls to the wall with his shit, you know, fucking losing weight and everything.
But, he goes hard.
Where was it? He...
Like, if drinking was... If he had to, like, be a competitive drinker...
Yeah, you know he would be fucking...
Yeah.
He would be diagnosed with alcohol poisoning before mm-hmm. filming starts. Or where... I'm trying to think. Like, you know, these actors who play loners, so they go and they live alone in a city, like, for 6 months or something to get, like, to become that reclusive kind of thing. It's like, no, just...
Yeah, I don't need to go anywhere else like that. I can just lie.
Yeah, that's all acting is, lying, to quote Team America. It's always struck me very weird, is like these great actors go to these depths, but it's like, well, are you acting at that point, or are you just lonely because you haven't seen anybody for 6 months?
Yeah, yeah.
Fine line between what makes a good actor and what makes someone who's just taken the role too far, and then we're just watching their mental decline on film.
Yeah, and if your method and the person that you're portraying is a really shitty person, or I don't know, a murderer, or like, what do you do?
Yeah.
How do you method that? Do you go talk to murderers and then feel shitty after? Like, what do you? How do you method being a pedo?
Yeah, I don't think Jared Leto went and killed a beetle before playing the guy who killed John, who guy who shot John Lennon in that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he may have killed some people when he went to go do the Joker. I don't know.
Seems like, yeah. That's not method, though. That's just batshit insane. Fucking sending dead pigs and rolled up used condoms to fucking...
I would never send a used condom to anybody. Now, I would send a used condom to somebody.
It's going to be a long movie if you're going to be sassy with me, man.
I haven't been around for a little bit, man. Shit has been going down.
Let's double back a second. I'm drinking Bud Light tonight, obviously. I kind of wish I'd thought a little more about it and we'd actually mixed some hurricanes for this movie.
I'd have been wasted, bro. I've been drinking wine for way too long.
Yeah, and the last time I had a hurricane was Pat O'Brien's and, Pat O'Brien's. And, they are fucking strong. Like,
yeah, the last time
one's all you need, so.
The last time I had a hurricane, it was in a styrofoam cup. In a drive-thru in New Orleans.
That's a recipe for fun times.
And yeah, and after picking up like my drive-thru hurricane with my homie and picking up more booze to last like the next 2 days, I don't really remember the next 2 days. It's been I wasn't even an alcoholic then.
And now you are. That's just how bad that hurricane was.
Yeah, it was.
I remember, I mean, we used to do a thing called, you know, people do drinking around the world at Epcot and shit, or a bar crawl, where we do the same thing at City Walk, and we try and hit every single bar and club and get a unique drink in each one. And there's like, this was back when there was still like 8 or 10 places to hit. We would start at Margaritaville for the margarita, and then we'd get a tequila shot at the Latin Quarter. And then pretty much the next place after that is Fat Tuesdays or Pat O'Brien's, and then you get the Hurricane. And that was the end of my night for
now
me.
Now you're like, wasted.
Yeah, and then you still got like 7 of those fucking bitches to go. Like, really, really bad times. So yeah, if I thought about it more, I probably would have done it just for the lulls, but I'm sticking safe, just sticking with my bud. You have your Guinness right now, I see.
I am drinking Guinness right now.
Have you eaten today, or is this your...
No, actually.
This is your dinner and your beverage.
Well, I was waiting on my my roommate to get back, because my roommate was giving me a ride over, but my roommate stopped and got, like, fried chicken. No, I'm sorry. He left to get fried chicken, and then he came back with steak. And when he rolled in, he's like, oh, I have to take you now?
So, I got steak now.
Yeah, I missed my steak. More than likely, I'm going to get back home, and they will have split that last steak between themselves.
Fair play. Mm-hmm. So you're in anticipation of not having steak, you're drinking Guinness.
Yeah. I ate pumpkin pie today. I pressed the loins last night. That was nice.
It's raunchy. Say well, that again.
I pressed the loins.
Ooh.
I had pork loin and I breaded it. I dipped
filthier.
It in some fucking egg and hot sauce and Carolina Reaper like pepper seeds and shit like mixture, and then I breaded it in some breadcrumbs and I pressed them, which is why I pressed the loins.
Gotcha.
And it was amazing. It was really good.
I've got an erection just hearing you talk about it.
The rice was horrible. We got a little drunk and forgot about the rice, and then the rice is tasted like
rice
burnt.
Is not something you can just do as an afterthought. Like, no. It requires a bit of finesse still.
Well, I mean, shit. We had to make 2 pumpkin pies. We made the first pumpkin pie, and I was like doing all the wet ingredients, and my other roommate was doing all like the dry ingredients. Well, roommate doing the dry ingredients forgot to put sugar in the dry ingredient bowl. We're just dumping all like the herb, the nutmeg and the allspice and all that shit. And he forgot sugar, and we didn't realize it until we'd finished making the pumpkin pie and we baked it for a fucking hour and a quarter, and we take it out and are trying to figure out why it tastes like shit. Then I had to go back to the store with like 15 minutes to spare just to pick up more, because at this
olives,
point you want a goddamn
man.
Pumpkin
yeah,
pie. Yeah.
So.
We ended up not getting...
Did you commit to actually baking a new one? Or just
I went to the store
pie.
And got brand new stuff. Well, yeah, but it's not the same.
At that point, though, wouldn't you just be like, after an hour and a half of futility, wouldn't you just fucking call it quits and be like, this will do for tonight?
For a minute, I highly contemplated getting the Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie that was pre-made. But instead, we went back and ended up baking this pumpkin pie. Now, keep in mind, we made dinner and started baking the pumpkin pie at like 7.
Oh, okay.
I didn't end up being able to actually eat a slice of a fully finished, not shitty pumpkin pie till after midnight.
Yeah,
it was a clusterfuck, bro.
That's too much for me. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I started hanging out with somebody that really digs swimming in my pool and also bakes, and was like, yo, if I can come over and swim in your pool with you, I'll bring pie and cookies. And I told my roomies, and they're like, we support this.
Yeah, this is a good agreement. So anytime you're hungry now, you don't have to fucking dick around with agreements. Just call over and be like, hey, you want to go swimming?
Yeah.
There's a pie on the way.
Sweets are my Everest, yo. I was trying to tell her, I'm like, I really dig pie. I dig the fuck out of cake. And I really dig ice cream. And then she'd be like, what about cookies? And I'd be like, cookies are my fucking jam. And she'd be like, what about ladyfingers? And I'd be like, that's my shit too. I love me some tiramisu. And she's like, you know it's just sugar, right? Sugar is your jam. Sugar is your Everest.
How do you know she was talking about baked goods when she offered you ladyfingers?
Ooh, does that
maybe
mean we're gonna?
Maybe you've misread the situation.
Maybe we could. Wait, does that mean I'm supposed to
just
scissor?
Find out, man? Just find out.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. Just let it happen.
You can't scissor, bro. Scissoring is less physical and more emotional, I think.
Which Dorothy did he just open up? Which Dorothy are we on? Are we still on Dorothy 1? Oh, this is his fancier shit, right, yeah. That's Carrie Elwes, right?
Yeah.
who everybody fucking knows from The Princess Bride, but I had not seen that movie until like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I knew him from Princess Bride, also Robin Hood, Men in Tights. And then there's a whole generation of people that only know him from Saw.
That's the first fucking time I heard the name, honestly. And it turns out he's this big actor from everyone's childhood, and I just know him from the guy who just...
When,
didn't want to cut his foot off until he did.
Yeah, when we all saw him in Saw, it was the first time we'd seen him for a little bit, and we're like, oh my god, he doesn't look beautiful anymore. Look at those eyes. Look at those eyes. Look at those eyes. For years, if you were a girl watching these movies, you would melt.
You'd be giving yourself the lady fingers to those eyes. So, what is your favorite part of this movie so that we can take our shots?
I'm going to go with finding the old lady in the destroyed house.
Okay.
Because that's reasonably early in response to the crazy storms.
I don't think it is.
What?
No, I think it's like, it's definitely past the halfway point. Because it's right after what I was going to say is my favorite part, which is the scene from the ride where the tornado hits the gas station.
Is that when they ran into the warehouse with all the sign? No, that's at the end.
That's the very end when they run into the barn and all the shit comes. Oh, wait, no. Well, yeah, they run into the barn at the end.
We can't stay in here.
But there's the gas station is where all the shit comes flying through the walls and the windows and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, those jeans that he was just wearing look so worn in with, like, the thing in his back pocket where it was all, like, white around the perimeter. Like, clearly that always sits there.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes you appreciate the costumer.
Really makes you appreciate those for new Bill pants. Paxton's ass. So.
I mean, that too. I mean, not now. Might be a little grody, yeah. But...
I was so sad when I heard that he died, especially because I didn't even know he was sick or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, that was out of nowhere.
It's a real shame.
Yeah. Everybody likes Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Most people like Bill Pullman, but everybody liked Bill Paxton.
Everybody loves Bill Pullman. There's really no reason not to love Bill Pullman.
I mean, he doesn't really do anything stupid.
Yeah.
I really admire celebrities that just stay out of the news when they're...
just do your shit.
Not working.
Yeah.
Didn't beat anybody.
Yeah.
Didn't abuse a kid. Yeah.
Bill Paxton, really, the only time people would be, like, talking shit about Bill Paxton is because he does such a good job of playing assholes in his films.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is he in Weird Science? Is that right?
Yeah.
I know, that's why...
He's fucking Alien.
Yeah, he's in fucking everything, man. He's the Kevin Bacon of our time, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Or definitely our kind of circle of movies we would watch.
Sci-fi and action movies and shit.
Yeah, more uncultish shit. Yeah, there's definitely more... It's definitely easier to link a movie that we would be watching to Bill Paxton than Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
My wife likes to say he's the only person who's been killed by an alien, a predator, a Terminator, and an Avenger. Because he's in fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well in the first season.
Yep.
And technically, I guess, Agent Coulson is an Avenger, according to Nick Fury at the end of the season. You got to go way, way back to that fucking season. But
yeah.
It's a nice little moment. But,
I like Coulson.
I like Coulson, yeah. There was a really nice tribute after Bill Paxton died. I know you've seen the most recent season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I haven't yet, but I know it's kind of the last half of the season. It's basically a computer program or something, or an alternate universe, essentially,
mm-hmm.
which is an excuse for them to bring old characters back. There was a screen, I think it was the episode after, the week after he died, so something they just added in. Either is a really, like, happy coincidence for timing, or they went and slipped something into a screen, because it's a brief second you see. But because this is an alternate universe where the bad guys have won, essentially, right? Like, mm-hmm. Hydra is the big fucking, they're in charge of everything.
Yeah.
And his character is a big bad Hydra agent in the first season. there was a tribute to him. They were mourning, like, you know, he passed away, whatever his name was. Fuck, I can't remember his name, but it's like a picture. It's a picture of him from the show, and it's like, you know, we mourn, blah, 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 American hero, you know, because it's like he's clearly on their side and shit.
Yeah.
And it's just a real quick snippet as the camera kind of pans past this bank of computer screens, but it's a nice, you know, a nice mm-hmm. little nod to him, which I think was...
Yeah, it's all you can do.
Speaking of dead people, Philip Seymour Hoffman as well. Mm-hmm.
And Cameron's in this, right? Yeah, Cameron's in this.
From Ferris Bueller. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alan Tuck, I want to say. Ruck. Alan Ruck.
Yeah.
There we go. Who's also in Speed.
He does. Alan Ruck. Alan Tuck. We call him Alan Tuck because he has morning wood problems.
We call him Alan Tuck
because
we know him very well.
Yeah. And then he has like morning wood issues. And so he does the under the belt.
Yeah.
You wake
just
up with
flip
a.
Flip it and pin it there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, pin the head. Hey, ladies,
keep it there until you need it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just don't forget and then go pee because then you're peeing on your chin. Have you ever tried to pee with a boner? Because it is...
You got to kind of, like, you push it down, but it still doesn't go all the way, so then you need to kind of bend your body down at, like, a 35-degree angle.
See, I don't push it down because it just... my boner is strong, and it just... It's hard. Like yes, it's hard, but it's really hard to push down. So instead, my feet go farther back, and then one hand kind of braces like your dick as much as you can, and then the other hand goes on the wall right above the toilet. So basically, you're at like a more extreme than a 35 degree angle, but you're peeing in there.
You're basically fucking the toilet bowl at that
point. Basically. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, there's two ways to do it. You either go fucking for the easy, clean, close up shot, mm-hmm. or you stand way the fuck back.
Yeah.
And you try and arc that shit in.
With my way, you are still standing, but the head of your dick is maybe an inch and a half above the toilet seat.
So you know you're not gonna miss.
Now that we're talking about dicks.
This is such a fun... Yeah, this didn't take long.
Oh, shit.
So, okay, yeah, my favorite part is gonna be, I think, where the fucking tornado hits the gas station. What are you drinking for your shot?
I brought Hana White Peach Sake.
Okay.
I only brought
And how are
it.
You theming this to to Twister, this movie we're watching tonight?
I can't even bullshit that. I just thought it was...
You just think it tastes tasty.
I thought it was amazing. You're going to have a shot of it and go, oh, can we just finish that?
Okay.
That's...
All right, we'll see.
That's exactly what's going to happen. When do they meet the old lady? When do they meet her aunt?
Where are they going now?
I don't know. But I'll take that if that's going to happen well before...
That'll happen well before she fucking... The house falls on her.
Yeah, definitely. Then I'll take that.
The introduction of the character happens before the character almost dies. Trust me.
Fuck you, dog. Yeah, I'll totally take the introduction of the old lady.
Okay. As your favorite part of the movie...
Well, I mean, I don't want to...
You just want to drink longer, don't you?
Yeah, I don't want to back-to-back it. See, okay, now that was just frightening. Mm. What do the people in the cars behind them think? Don't know. When you should have just cut to the car behind so we could see Philip Seymour Hoffman go, what the fuck? See, I don't want to look at them late. Yeah. I want to see Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah. I'm a happy person. I'm not yelling. I don't know if you've ever yelled that, but I have.
I know my wife has, definitely. My wife, yeah. When my wife gets in a heated, when she has a point to make and she starts getting louder and louder, I'm like, why are you yelling? She's like, I'm not yelling, but I just want to...
Yeah. We know that we're actually yelling when we say I'm not... We fucking know that. But telling us you're yelling, probably not a good idea. Yeah. Right, if they were tossing wine in somebody's face, not the best idea.
In retrospect, not the best move.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, maybe it was halfway decent, but like, definitely not your first option. Much like a lobotomy, just because we still do them doesn't mean it's like option number 1 or 30.
Yeah. Like in a video game where you're talking to a character, and you have a bunch of options to say. And you know, the last one is usually like the comedy option or the fucking the I don't fucking care about this option.
Yeah,
it would be for a wine in a someone's face to end this call right now.
Yeah.
Fun fact, did you know this movie was the first movie released on DVD?
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
So says the internet. And when has the internet ever lied to a person?
I don't know. I mean, look at Wikipedia. Until very recently, it was the encyclopedia of shit that may or may not be true.
So, yeah, allegedly, this is the very first DVD release. It was also the last ever HD DVD release before that whole format died. I could see why this would be a good choice to release on DVD, because it's right around the time the DVD was coming out, like 96, 97. Mm-hmm. But also, DVD was kind of, when it first came out, it was like a revelation of being able to finally hear high-quality surround sound, not just visual, but the surround sound as well.
Yeah.
And this movie, like, if you can crank the system up, this storm, like, I think, I'm pretty sure it won Academy Awards for sound design, because the storm feels like it's all around you. Mm-hmm. I remember buying this on Blu-ray. When I first got my Blu-ray player, I was very picky with my Blu-ray selection, and I wanted to be movies that would definitely be enhanced by the format. And sitting in a little fucking, back in the UK, I had like a little man cave completely separate from the house. It was my own little fortress of solitude. It was fucking amazing. We were surround sound decked out and everything. And being able to just kind of throw this on a 50-inch TV, jack up the sound to like 80, and just feel the chair rumbling and everything, it was a great viewing experience.
Well, real talk, I saw this in the movie theater.
The fucking best way to see it. It
did not sound like you were watching a movie. It sounded like a tornado was right outside the theater. Like, it was unsettling.
Oh, we're gonna fuck that up.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, hello. I think my mic keeps cutting out. I don't know. This would be fun to edit.
Oh.
Hang on 1 second.
Does that mean that I have to keep bumping like more content just in case nobody can hear you?
If you could just reiterate everything I'm saying for the whole show.
I have to reiterate everything.
Yeah.
Now, what they're doing, hiding under a bridge, is the wrong thing to do. But hey, whatever. This is what a lot of people in Florida do during hurricanes, minus the hugging and thinking they're going to die, add beer and boogie boards, and that's how they do it. And then either A, barely anything happens like what we suffered last time, or your whole city floods like Miami, and you're still partying.
I mean,
Florida knows how to rock that shit. We will rebuild, and honestly, even the Keys got battered. But the Keys have been battered before. They'll get battered again. Those people fucking, you deal. Yeah. You know, I feel, it feels like America got off really easy. Even considering the flooding in Miami. We got off really easy in comparison to everybody else down south.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean,
all the talk about Irma being like the worst hurricane than Houston. Definitely saw more shit going down in Houston. But I guess, I don't know if that's just because they're not as prepared for hurricanes as we are in Florida.
Yep. Also, did you see Maria? Hurricane Maria?
Yep.
Puerto Rico is 100% out of power.
Yeah.
And there are whole towns that are going to have to be rebuilt. Entire towns.
It's crazy. It's a bad season this year. Like, it's not even a fucking season. Like, it's been a bad 3 weeks for hurricanes, you know?
We need one more, and it's a season for the history book. Hopefully nobody has to deal with one more. But we get one more, and it's probably one of the worst hurricane seasons that this part of the world has had in a while. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's sad, man. It's sad. I don't wish that shit on anybody.
Mm-hmm. And we got off very lightly over here in Orlando, although it fucking, you know, my house is still looking like it looks like a hurricane hit it, you know? The windows at the back were leaking pretty profusely.
Did you take care of the exposed roof yet?
There's a tarp up. Okay, we have an insurance guy coming over in a couple of weeks, apparently, because they are so behind with backlogs and everything.
Hell yeah, they are.
Yeah. Like this is their Christmas, basically, I imagine.
Did you? How much food did you lose? Did you file yet? If you lost like a bunch of food, you can like literally get money for all the shit that you lost.
Oh no! I thought you guys like took care of that. I mean, most of the we lost power for like maybe a day and a half. I think most of the freezer stuff was fine because we didn't really open or anything.
Yeah, we only opened the fridge like once or twice, and that was to get out like more booze. But yeah. Still,
you guys had a full on fucking hurricane party.
A hurricane party of two people lit by candle that consisted of me playing "Let's Stay Together" by Al Green on ukulele while your wife played bongos or congas and
accompanied on bongos. Yeah,
getting wasted, bro. Mm. I'm pretty sure I drank a couple bottles of wine myself. And, like, I don't know what she was drinking, but she was keeping up. I was wasted.
Well, I think she slept until, like, 7 o'clock before, like, 5 hours before the hurricane hit, I think, right? So
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I wake up early. So, like, she like, gave me shit for falling asleep at night and, like, giving her, like, 3 or 4 hours of listening to wind herself. But I was up at, like, 10 o'clock that
for, like,
morning.
7 hours.
Yeah, I was up for seven
pacing
hours.
Around, like...
Yeah, I'm being quiet because like I'm at somebody else's house and she's
you don't
like,
have to do that with her. I should have told you that. Like you could have fucking fired up some video games and she would not have woken up at all.
Did not know anything. I just stayed really quiet. I paced, you know. I took a walk in your neighborhood. That was scary.
Apparently, I know you started playing Until Dawn and you didn't get to finish that and you were bummed, is that right?
Yeah, I'm super pissed. It's so sucked in.
It's a fucking great game.
God, I'm so angry I didn't get to finish that. I got right at the time when I was like, I'd been sucked in for like an hour and power started flickering on and off.
Shit.
Like, it's not even worth turning the game system on. Let's just deal.
Yeah, you gotta come over and finish that at some point. You'll see that through.
Yeah, is it actually, because it... Because nothing crazy supernatural had really, like, I mean...
It's a really... I don't want to spoil too much about it.
It gets real, right? Like, it gets, like, not, like, real as in not supernatural, but, like, it gets scary, right?
Yeah. It's a good combination of, like, the three different kinds of horror that most horror films kind of fall into. Psycho slasher horror, grisly torture porn horror... and supernatural horror. It does kind of touch on all three in a way at certain points.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd only, like... I was only down two or three characters.
Okay.
And not to mention the two girls at the very beginning, the establishing deaths.
Yeah.
But I was only down, like, two or three characters, and that still gives me over half that are still alive and oblivious that other people are dying.
Yeah. It's a really fun game, right? You feel like you feel responsible for their actions. I remember after one of our episodes we recorded, while I was playing the game, I jumped in after like a night of drinking with you and tried to play a couple more hours of it. I ended up losing two of my characters because you gotta have fucking quick reactions to save them from the characters and shit.
I was really bummed that Rami Malek died.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not what I chose.
That's the torture porn part.
That was a surprise. And also having a, what's his name? From
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Shield.
Brett Dalton, yeah.
Yeah, having him, being him and having to like flirt with some girl after you've become really accustomed to hating him as a character in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. made me feel icky.
Yeah, right.
And I'm saying all this like you're having to like figure out how to flirt back with like this fictional girl on it, but then I'm sitting beside your wife and I'm like, that would never work in real life, correct? And she's like, yeah, absolutely not. Like, it just makes you feel weirder choosing their flirty decisions when you know someone else is like watching you.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking weird.
The person you're worried, like, you gotta be like, just turn to the person next to you, but just so you know, I'm not getting off to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta justify it, you know, gotta explain yourself.
Yeah, like, when you have to justify yourself, it's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got the Pepsi sign.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing that pops up, right? All the fucking prize, which is funny because, you know, he just ripped on him like, oh, this guy, so he went corporate. He's all about the money, not the chase, not the store. And yet this movie just sort of throws the fucking Pepsi symbol at you at all chances it can get.
Yeah, and what were they thinking that little spheres are going to pick up?
Like, what? I don't know how grounded in reality this movie is, I'm not going to lie.
But really, like, okay, when the hurricane happened, I was fully prepared.
You were going to like fucking release a bunch of little...
No, I was fully prepared to set to Facebook Live with like Facebook Live on a shitty cell phone, put a little pinwheel thing on it, and then just let it go, because eventually that video is going to stop streaming. I was fully prepared. And then I got here and got drunk.
All right, and that whole plan fell apart.
Yeah, I couldn't take out any
anything creative just went out the window once the cork opened.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, shit, I even brought, like, I was working on magic, and then the power died, and then I ran out of power, and I'm like, well, now I'm not gonna magically masturbate myself. Like, that's weird.
I know you mean that as a euphemism, but that sounds like a literal thing you would be able to do, where you could just masturbate magically.
That would actually be brilliant.
Look, no hands.
You know the Weasley kids have been on that.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the different fucking Weasley's whizzy jelly beans. Jizzy beans.
What is this? Oh, it's our jizzy beans. What do they taste like?
You'll find out.
Oh God! How do you do that? Because I know like they're not throwing grass in the grass flavored body, but like birdie bots, like every flavor beans. Like I know like there's like a.
It's not grass. It's grass.
Yeah, there's like a trial and error though to recreate like specific flavors. I know nobody in their lab is trying to recreate semen flavor.
But it feels like somebody somewhere, this is a thing that if it's not happening already, it should be.
Yeah, yeah. Could you get semen flavored muscle milk? Just think about that for a second. Would you drink it, and would you feel like more of a man? Would you is it like ancient Aztecs where if I murder you, I suck in your life force and it makes me more powerful?
I get your power.
Yeah, yeah. If I drink. Never mind. I'm just going to... It's already making me feel weird.
Yeah. I don't know how we got to this point, like, on this movie, but...
Semen-flavored jelly beans. Yeah. That's what got us there.
Yeah, but I'm going to go on a... Rather than going back to the movie, which is what I probably should, I'm going to continue your train of thought. Okay. Did you ever watch Nathan For You?
Yes.
Did you see the episode where they made the poop-flavored ice cream?
No.
That's an actual thing, yeah. There was an ice cream shop that was just struggling. So the guy... he convinced the guy... Let's sell an ice cream that tastes exactly like shit, and the publicity will bring people in.
And it did, right?
It fucking did. Yeah, people bought it and tried it, and it.
You buy it once and you hate it, but you bought it.
I'd have to know what that's like. You know,
absolutely.
So what you're saying there, like about the semen jelly beans and shit, like I feel like. That is probably something that has happened. Mm-hmm. It might still be happening.
Yeah.
It might have very quickly realized it's a bad fucking idea.
It would very quickly turn into a gag gift.
Yeah.
But you would have to buy it.
If you tell me that there are semen-flavored jelly beans, I'm going to be disgusted, and I'm going to think it's fucking hilarious, but I'm going to be disgusted.
And then you're going to buy it.
But I'm
going to
have to know what that is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't not know that.
Uh-huh.
You can't tell me that exists, and then I can't speak from experience and talk about that. What? That's not. No, I need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, I'm
a curious creature.
I was talking to a girl I know about butt stuff recently, and she told me that she tells everyone that you have to try anything that you've never tried before, you have to try it three times. First time to get over the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Second time to figure out how to do it. Third time to like it. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, granted, she was talking about anal, but that really applies to, like, anything.
Yeah.
I think. Within reason.
That's fair.
You know? Within reason.
If you try something and you're not good at it, of course you're going to hate it. And you'll just give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it.
That's fair.
You got to get over the fear first, then learn how to do it, and then learn to like it. Not even learn to like it, but see if you
it. Yeah, give
now
it a chance.
Yeah, now that you know how to like operate like in
now
that.
Now you're doing it right. Yeah, it's like surfing, you know? Mm-hmm. If you go on the surfboard first, you're not going to fucking know if you like it or not, because you're not going to know what you're doing.
Yep. Yep, that is a true statement, sir. Yeah.
Surfing, so anal, it's all the same.
We've talked about Jizzy Bean. That guy, what is that guy in? Because I recognize that guy too, but older.
Fuck. Is it the guy from Lost? Is it Daniel Faraday?
Yes!
Yeah!
And that guy, I don't know, he
the
looks
guy
like
with
Steve,
the teeth?
Yeah, he looks like Steve Buscemi's kid or something.
But he's in shit too.
He's in something else.
Uh-huh.
On IMDb.
They're all so young.
Yeah. It's weird seeing like Philip Seymour Hoffman, this distinguished actor, in this role, right?
Mm-hmm. And you see him looking at her going, food, I've been that guy. I have been that guy. Every time I go on tour, I've been, because the other clown can just survive off of beer and cigarettes. I can survive off of beer, cigarettes, and
with
sweets.
A supplement of
yeah,
sugar.
I need like I need supplements of like crumpets or cookies or maybe even pie. If I'm just eating for myself, it's pie. Oh, here's my moment. I'm gonna go get us some
sake.
Sake shots. It doesn't taste like sake at all.
Oh, I see. He's from The People Under the Stairs. That guy. That's not what you remember him from. God, he's in 122 movies.
Well, that's too much to search.
Yeah, he's definitely a character actor, I think.
Definitely a character.
I'm going to go through and see if anything. Yeah. That works. Lots of TV shit. Oh, he's also in Lost. So this is her aunt, right?
Huh?
This is her aunt that
yes.
They're meeting. Okay. He's from Hannah Montana, an episode of that. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe. No, definitely not.
From a lot of, I don't fucking know, man. None of this shit's ringing up. I mean, I'm hearing stuff, but it's nothing you're thinking.
All
about,
these words sure. Individually, they all fucking make sense. Together, yeah. They mean nothing. well, okay.
Glory Days.
It's cool.
Oh, Waterworld.
What? Yes, Waterworld's where I know I'm from.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well.
All right.
Cheers,
so,
my friend. Saki.
Okay. Ooh, that does not taste like sake at all.
Is that not amazing?
It tastes, what's it supposed to be, like peach?
White peach, yep.
Okay, yeah, I can taste that.
Is that not dangerous sake?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What's the alcohol percentage?
I
up
mean,
there?
It's, yeah, it's, I got wasted after like a couple shots of this the other night.
Yeah, let's be careful with that, because mm-hmm. that could be a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll totally give you the, I'll send you a picture of the, I'm pretty sure I still got the bottle in my trash.
Cool. The bottle, well, oh, you, what did you just pour it out of?
When I realized it was good, I poured it all into my decanter, because I've got a couple decanters, because alky, but, I had to pour it out of a decanter into a travel bottle. Because I left my flask over here months ago and have still... I always get drunk here and then forget to grab it whenever I leave.
Is it still here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you really should have picked it up before we had a hurricane, because I have no idea where it is.
Oh, no, it's fine. I mean, I've left shit here before that I've forgotten about, and then like 7 months later, I'll be like, oh, that's cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm not even sweating. I know where you sleep.
That's fair.
I'm not sweating that shit.
Yeah, you do.
Honestly, though, I had never even seen your bedroom until I had to go check and see if there was any like leaking going on during the hurricane. And how long have I been coming here? I'd never even went any farther than the bathroom.
There's been no reason for you to, so...
Yeah. I honestly was totally unaware as whether you lived in like room A or room B.
Right.
I had no idea.
They're both just as messy as each other.
Now, these guys are just talking about this twister to this girl.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't.
I mean, she must care a little because she's married a storm chaser and shit. But
yeah, but he's leaving the storm. He's
out
of the game.
Right, okay. So.
I've dated girls that hated magicians, hated clowns.
Yeah, she's salt. She's, yeah, way out of her element.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking the questions, but she doesn't care what the answers are.
Mm-hmm.
Telling her eyes.
Yeah. She seems like she is trying to stay relevant and stay in the group conversation. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? I don't remember this scene. This is where we're setting the stakes for what an F5 is, so that uh-huh. when they start shouting about an F5 later,
this is when we all refer back to the opening scene.
Yeah. Just one of us. Oh, man.
Wow, Helen Hunt, putting your necklace on over your head? I can't do that. I have to unhook it. My head's huge. And then I wear really big hats, too.
Because I fancy a challenge. Oh, man. God. It was, so, yeah. Anything else really happened while you were here for, Hurricane ride out?
No, not really. It was all.
That's kind of it. Yeah.
I mean,
the roof sounded like it was coming off because it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the windows leak, but aside from that, we got off pretty okay, I think, over here at the house. I was riding out over at the hotel I work at. From Saturday, I went in on Saturday at 12 p.m. and I didn't get out until Tuesday morning. And had a hotel room, which was really nice. The hotel room windows were leaking as well. And I always forget that. Every time I went over the window to go and check out what the storm was doing, I'd be in my socks and I'd immediately regret it. I work in a really nice hotel, and I was surprised by how much fucking leaking was going on in their roof and everything. Like, you say that you were getting fucking wasted over here. The hurricane was really bad Sunday night from, like, midnight was when the worst of it was hitting.
Mm-hmm.
We worked Saturday until about 8 o'clock, I think, 8 or 9. We closed up, and then we went up to the presidential suite where some of the front desk girls were staying. We just drank until about 2. And then my roommate went to sleep. And I went drinking until 4. And at 4 o'clock, I went down to, like, because I was fucking drunk. Rather than go to bed when I had work at 8 in the morning, I thought it'd be a funny idea to go downstairs and start walking around. So I went down to go and check out our office and see what was happening in there. It was a fucking mess, let me tell you. There was about... no exaggeration, like 10 spots in the lobby where shit was leaking, and they set up huge trash cans just to catch the water. I was down there earlier in the evening, and I saw the front doors. There's like a revolving door at the front of the hotel, and I saw the wind make that buckle,
mm-hmm.
kind of fold in on itself, and people were rushing to kind of lock that shit down, obviously. And where our concierge desk is, there's a smaller office behind us where our restaurant team work out of. And we had noticed their office has been leaking for a while. So we noticed it leaking a little bit before we left. We put some trash cans underneath it. And I went down there at like 4 o'clock in the morning just to go and check out what it was doing. And the roof had caved in and the buckets were full.
Oh, shit.
And me in my drunken state, I was like, oh, I should probably do something about this. So I started picking up these huge buckets of water and just waddling them over to the elevator, taking them down one floor to the men's room, which was also flooded, and pouring these buckets of water into the sink.
Wow.
Just to kind of alleviate what damage was happening over there. It was very stressful working in a hotel during a hurricane, I have to say. Not only because of the fucking damage that was happening to the hotel. Like, I didn't really notice until I was leaving Tuesday morning, but there were trees bent over all the way where the roots are sticking up out of the ground with the fucking, like, it's literally like someone's knocked over, you know, like Beetlejuice's model city and everything, you know?
Yeah.
It was, and then as I was walking around the convention center area, they had, because that was when the curfew was happening, we'd also barricaded all the doors where there was basically, it was real like jerry rigged. They had like zip tied some wooden blocks through the door handles from outside to stop people from trying to open them. And the wind was so powerful, it was kind of trying to rip open the doors. It was like really fucking intense. And I just fucking, I was wandering around super drunk at 5 a.m. with work in 3 hours, just like, let me see what I can do to help. Like, in retrospect, real bad fucking idea.
Wasted his shit.
It was, it could have been a lot worse, honestly. Our guests, you know, it's a really nice hotel.
Hey, wait, real quick. How have none of them ever heard about the concept of zippering in? Continue.
What's zippering in?
When, like, if you're...
How have I never heard of the concept of zippering
with
in?
Driving. Okay. Okay, if you're on, like, if you're on an, on, like, an off, an on-ramp trying to, like, turn onto a road, then there's, and you have to yield to these other people, and these other people are going. The idea is if you have a line of 20 cars, and they have a line of 20 cars, well, you can wait until this line of 20 goes, or you can go right after car number one, and then car number two.
That's common courtesy, right?
Yeah, that's just how it's supposed to happen.
Okay.
Clearly
but not. I guess, you know, we know this. We've already established this guy's an asshole. Mm-hmm. So.
No, I mean, yeah. In everything other than The Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights. Actually, even in Robin Hood, he seems kind of judgy.
Kind of douchey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's Robin Hood, so you deal. But he's definitely really judgy.
Yeah.
Look at those old-ass computers.
Yeah, I got pretty lucky in my hotel that people were not super shitty about the fact that they were locked in for like 2 days and that we had very little food, honestly. I was prepared for a lot worse. I did get a couple of questions where I was just like, you know, people like, so we had one restaurant open. We only have like 3 or 4 and there was no in-room dining because we don't have the fucking team. Everybody that was working had basically volunteered to be a ride-out team.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of people that didn't quite understand that. Majority of people were very understanding and help and thankful for the fact that we were actually open and serving anything at all.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of people that would come down. It was mostly on like Saturday night once things started wrapping up that they came in and they're like, so there's only one restaurant? And we're like, yep. And they're like, and who's delivering? No one.
Yeah.
Well, why? Oh man, there's a hurricane coming. Like, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what you're expecting, but, you know.
The world's supposed to end in, like, 3 days, apparently. So, like, the that hurricane, small potatoes, I guess.
I mean, the fucking way the world is going, man. Like, you know, all 3 hurricanes back-to-back, and then this earthquake in Mexico last night or this morning. Last night, I think, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
200 people. I've died in that.
They're, when the
This is our own 2012 movie with John Cusack.
When the hurricane was hitting, I got hit up by this person that I know. I say person that I know. I'm not even specifying anything there.
This is super vague.
Yeah, but this person was explaining to me how I'm super worried. Hold on, let me... talk. I'm just going to find it.
Okay.
And I'm going to, because there is so much to unpack in one sentence.
You've got to digest it again in order to relay it accurately.
Oh, yeah. It was fucking batshit crazy.
Okay. One thing I think I learned most about, the cool thing about the Twister ride at Universal is it did actually teach you about the making of the movies, and that's something they have stepped away from in the last few years. And they've moved more towards an entertainment venue with lots of roller coasters and things like that. When they first opened, they would actually take you behind the scenes of the movies. So the cool thing about the opening for the Twister show is that it was hosted by Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt, and they talked about the making of the movie and what an intense kind of experience it was. So they talk a little bit about this scene here, Pepsi symbol, where they talked about this scene where they're driving and the fact that they flew in these huge blocks of ice from, I don't know fucking where. They had like trucks with these big blocks of ice that they threw into like a chipper to just pelt them. The truck they're driving in the camera truck in front of them, like where we're seeing this right now, there's a fucking jumbo jet engine on there blowing them with 100-mile-an-hour winds. Like, that's a real, that's a fucking real experience. There's a real things they're putting the actors through, which is cool. You don't get to see that as much anymore.
Absolutely.
It was a cool old style way of doing movie magic. I mean, not old stars in their fucking, you know, faking it by just shaking in front of a camera or something like that, like on Star Trek. You know, they still have huge budget to fucking fly a jumbo jet airline in front of them and shit. But it's a real, it's not just them acting against a green screen or whatever. They're throwing chips of ice at Bill Paxton as he's climbing in the back of this real truck that's driving down the highway here. That ride was really cool because it shows you, you know, how movies were actually made back when movies were made outside of computers, which is a sad, I mean, I'm torn on it, honestly. You know, I always appreciate and love it when a movie does something physical and real. That's why, yes, I'm a big fan of a lot of Nolan stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There's very little CGI in his movies, which is, he's an old school director who loves to see, when he's sitting there on a set, looking at the shot through the camera lens, he knows that what he's seeing through the lens is what's going to be on the screen at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. He's a purist. That's cool.
Okay, so now that, like, I'm reading the messages before that, I actually feel kind of bad because this person, uh-huh, exhibited genuine concern, okay? Uh-huh. And back when Hurricane Irma was hitting, how is it? The radar shows a giant yellow circle over the entire state. I wish there's something I could do. I feel so bad for everyone there. And I just said, no, it's just rainy and windy as all hell. That's, mm-hmm, whatever. Okay, now, this next response, I didn't reply to it, okay?
Completely. And this was like, 2 weeks, week and a half ago?
September the 10th?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 days. Okay, completely destructive 2. Yeah, but I'm not going to reply to that.
Yeah.
I'm truly scared this is the beginning of the end. And this is where shit starts to get a little funky.
Okay.
Because we've dealt with hurricanes all the time.
Yeah, that's not, you know, it's a bad hurricane season, but it's no different really than...
Yeah.
We can pinpoint a handful of times in the past where we felt very similar. What's so special all this time? So
these, both of those two short sentences were normal. Completely, yeah, destructive 2, question mark.
And then
I'm
when
truly
does it
scared
go?
This is the beginning of the end. Supposedly September 23rd, the planet that caused the great flood is coming back through. Okay, let's just
pause
back
it there.
Up. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. This isn't even like maximum overdrive status. A comet is going to fly between Earth and the moon. This is a fucking planet. A planet that clearly is not one of the planets in our solar system.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would have used that shit by name.
Do planets just come back through every now and again? Or is that?
I mean, okay. So she's implying a rogue... This person is implying a rogue planet came through. Now this is acknowledging science. This is acknowledging the fact that mood, like the moon helped tides.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is acknowledging science and the Bible all at once.
I was going to say,
makes both of these things sound more bad shit insane.
This great flood that's being referred here, this is the Noah great flood, am I right?
Yeah.
Not the great flood that could have been like pointed to in science or history at any point. But.
Yeah, or the one that just happened in Houston. No, we're talking about the one where dude put 2 of every animal on a boat except for dinosaurs because fuck them. And then
John Hammond will take care of that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
I know it sounds crazy, but I can't help it. Well. Girl,
you can, but
you can and you do. I'm sorry, you do and you can. Let's back that up.
Yeah.
Scared this is the end of the world as we know it. It might be the end of everyone. I don't know. Stay safe and keep me posted. And this is why I feel bad reading this whole thing to you, because the last sentence is, if there's anything I can possibly do to help, please let me know. Clearly, this person cares.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed this was sent at 2:40 on the 10th, which was the Sunday that the hurricane was hitting really bad here. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, the hurricane got really bad about midnight on Sunday into Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the fact that you haven't replied to this person, they might think you're dead?
No, because I know this person creeps my shit.
And you have a very heavy social media presence.
I have been blowing it up on the Instagram and posting funny bullshit on my Facebook and hitting on people.
That's some people just check in safe on Facebook to let them know they've made it through a disaster, and you just hit up your Instagram and just drop some content.
Yeah, yeah, I just hit up my Instagram and start dropping dicks left and right, and that's all they want, man.
They're like, oh my god, his dick's okay, good.
You know, I checked myself in safe days after everything was done, like...
Just to be safe.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case. Mm-hmm. Now, let me backtrack here, because I am creeping on this screen you have up here, and I'm going to read some of these other things that were said, and this might put this other message in a little bit of context, okay?
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind you won't be fine. You seem like the kind of person that would stand in a storm naked just to prove you could. If you do, send me pictures. That's something I'd love to see. Dancing naked at 150 mile an hour winds with rain beating down. More stuff. So, let's scroll down to the end here again. I'm scared this is the end of the world as we know it. Now, this she's just trying to get some fucking end of the world sex. That's all this is. There's nothing greater than end of the world sex.
Yeah, however, that would never have happened because this person lives states away, not only states away, but in the fucking mountains.
Well, maybe.
We should never deal with a hurricane ever.
Okay, well, let's go back here. Supposedly, September 23rd, the planet that caused the Great Flood is coming back through.
So now you're
when there's a Great Flood. Where do you want to go? The fucking mountains, man. Mm. She's dropping all the hints here.
Yeah.
She's a great saleswoman. Like, I'm falling for her pitch, honestly.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, if I could just present to you crazy person of the week, now, this person creeps me, so I'm not going to be sharing this episode on my Facebook.
Let's make that a thing we do every week.
Every week I just present to you a crazy
week.
Person.
Let's have a little segment. Calls crazy person of the week.
I've been running into them, yo.
Great. Just keep them in your back pocket. Yeah. Every week we'll just drip feed it out.
Yeah.
It's going to add a little flavor to every episode.
I've got at least enough to cover us for another month. Yeah, yo. Girls. Hey, could you grab that water bottle full of sake from your fridge as well? Because I know we're getting to that point with you, but with your spot. But that sake's also really good. She just stole that bitch's pin. Yes. I definitely did not travel to your house with a third bottle of water. That looks slightly tinted. Like, it may be very hydrated urine. Bill, look at that hair. He's just rocking bad haircuts and nobody gives a shit because he's Bill Paxton and he's awesome. You can rock bad haircuts all day. We're not going to care. I saw you in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That haircut was horrible. And I still love you. Not that kind of love, but it's a certain like Bill Paxton type of love. Okay, she's fumbling with her ring, which means she is not confident about the situation she's getting into. This has nothing to do with Bill or Helen. TV's out. That's like here a week and a half ago. Only it was way more disappointing. Because I was in the middle of playing something awesome. Like, no, and I didn't even get to the save point, motherfucker. Would you have rather have a picnic in a park or a picnic in a cemetery?
Oh, fuck. You're not the person who talked to me about this, but that's something that actually happens in, like, Baltimore or something. I think a picnic in a cemetery would be maybe really disrespectful, but also pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Apparently that's something people do in, they go to, like, Edgar Allan Poe's gravestone, and they do, like, a fucking wine walk around the, or a picnic, like, little tour around, like, different poets' gravestones and shit.
Mm-hmm. I want to go paint at Bob Ross's gravestone and also drink a bottle of wine.
Take, like, a little picture of Groot or something. Just be like, I'm just going to place a happy little tree right here.
Oh.
Oh, that's a mashup that should happen somehow. Uh-huh. I gotta find an artist friend that can make that or something.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk you through my shot because this is a little you're not gonna like this.
Oh shit!
Because I'm gonna mix some shit up.
Oh.
So I picked a couple of things up. I have this Blue Chain Bay Key Lime Rum Cream.
Okay, I like key lime pies, I like
right?
rum, I like cream.
It all sounds good.
Individually.
Right? Yeah, those words together, those words separately sound great. Not mm-hmm. what could possibly go wrong.
Even if you take out the rum, key lime and cream just sounds like you're making key
yeah.
lime pie.
And it smells great. Mm-hmm. It's nice and green, which I like.
That looks like cleaning fluid that we use at work.
It's, I picked key lime because, you know, we're in Florida, obviously. I thought it might have a nice kind of sweet taste to it. I'm also going to put in some blue curacao.
Okay. Because that shit always fucking tastes great.
Yep. What could possibly go wrong?
Well.
And I'm putting it into a mixer here with some ice in it. And
okay.
I'm going to try and do a mixed shot. So.
Oh, well,
see.
Now that I know that's an option.
I'm just let me mix it up and see.
Next week we're doing blowjobs.
All right, but you're picking the shot. I'm not a bartender, so this is I don't know if I'm doing this right. I put ice cubes and two liquors into a fucking Contigo water bottle.
Yeah, I mean the
I
water bottle
will stay cold.
Yeah.
Is that
then
enough?
You can do it one-handed. Yeah, that's more than enough.
Okay, cool.
You're literally just getting it cold.
Cool. And now... Oh, well, it's not quite... Well, I guess because it's a cream. It's not quite as disgusting.
It looks fucking disgusting.
So, my idea was, when I mix a green liqueur and a blue liqueur, it would kind of end up looking like the water that I ended up soaking up out of my carpet. So this is, I'm sure it has a real name, but I'm going to call it the Storm Surge. Here so let's take a shot and see how this goes. Cheers, sir. That's not bad.
No, it tastes like a... the green version of like an Orange Julius.
Okay.
If you were to freeze that, mm-hmm. I would give it to my kid. Like, any of my friends that are single moms, I would not give it to your kids.
Your kid's got to fight for himself.
Yeah, except for one of my homies' kids, because he keeps hitting me up to buy him cigarettes.
Really? You're that guy?
I'm not buying him cigarettes because his mom's cute.
Oh,
but...
so you're not the cool uncle then?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to buy him cigarettes, but just saying.
I'll fucking rat on him.
Yeah, apparently they think I'm cool enough to buy you cigarettes, but not cool enough to tell your mom. I'll totally tell your mom. Yo, your mom's cooler than me.
Yeah.
I've realized that. I've been meeting a lot of really cool people in the last, like, month and, like, hanging out with a lot of cool people and, like, creatives and shit, and I'm realizing, man, I'm nowhere near as cool And I was like hoping, like I'm meeting.
Put it all in perspective for you.
Yeah, I'm meeting all these like really dope ass people that like want to like that want to collaborate and like jam on shit and every and then I go home at night and I'm like, I'm gonna turn in my video game and I'm gonna drink a glass of wine because I'm a square.
Gotta return my game to Red Boss.
yeah. Like I'm meeting all these really dope ass artists and I'm just like, oh, I'm such a square. I've gotta. I collect sneakers. Are you kidding?
Woo!
Yeah. Which I have been getting so much use out of these fly motherfuckers. Yo, every.
Are those the same morning with fly kicks you had a couple weeks ago?
Uh-huh. I clean them with a toothbrush.
Shit.
Yeah, you got to clean the white with a toothbrush. You got to keep water off the
suede.
Do
you use whitening toothpaste?
No. No, you actually use a warm shot of water with like a tablespoon of laundry detergent in it and a toothbrush, and then as you scrub, you then wipe away, and you don't rinse, you just wipe. There's a science to keeping like your sneakers like super clean. I found dudes on YouTube that have YouTube channels about like their sneaker collections, and. Okay, housekeepers have that little, like, Tupperware holder that has, like, all their chemicals in it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes have that for their shoe, like, to just keep their shoes clean.
Like Batman utility belt.
Yeah, but for clean, it is
for,
never going to
just for cleaning
leave,
sneakers.
Yeah, it's never going to leave your house. You literally have it just to clean your shoes. I've turned into that guy where the most expensive article of clothing I'm wearing is either my sneakers or my jacket. Everything else cost me pennies.
So, thinking for next week, just kind of plan ahead with you here. The movie they were watching there during the drive-thru when the tornado hit was The Shining. The Shining is a house this year at Halloween Horror Nights.
Mm-hmm.
The Shining is a classic.
I'm down.
And now we're getting to the time of year where we're going to be doing a lot of, I feel like we should be doing a lot of horror movies. So I think next week we'll be doing The Shining.
Are we doing nothing but horror movies till the end of the month?
I feel I like it seems like there's plenty of them. Mm-hmm. Seems like the thing to do, honestly. I would also like to do the original Saw because that's another house at Halloween Horror Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I went over. Have you been to Halloween Horror Nights this year?
Nope. I'll be going towards the end of the run.
Okay. I went for the employee preview, but I will save my impressions on it until next week when we talk a little bit about The Shining.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go early because you go early and people haven't like found their footing yet.
It's not stuff's not ready, masks aren't ready and shit. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, shit, the hurricane was hitting, so there were even set pieces that weren't out yet.
Yeah, I've only been following the employee preview, and there was a zone that was missing all of their props, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Still, kind of cool to go and check out. Basically, my option was my mission was hit all the houses and see all the houses at least once, which I did. So I don't need to worry too much about waiting for the long lines for the houses anymore. And this was going to be your scene.
Yes.
Does this mean you want to take another shot of sake?
I mean, whatever's left on the sake, yeah.
Oh, I left it up there. Hang on a second.
Yeah, it's not going to be too, like, honking shots, but it'd be enough to get us fucked up. Alky. I've just come to terms at this point. I'm getting better at it. Not pouring shots, but being an alky. Here we go.
Fuck so it. Are you just resigned to it? Oh, thanks. Thanks for giving me the... You're going to just finish it off, huh? You just resigned to it now, then?
Real talk. I've been getting better about not... Okay, I went to a bar with a homie the other day, and I didn't start by ordering an OBP and, like, 4 shots of whiskey. I started by ordering an OBP and 2 shots of whiskey. Aside from drinking wine... If I'm, like, doing shit around the house on my own, I'm still not, like, drinking by myself. I'm still only drinking with homies. So that's good. But, yeah, I just... it's still a coping mechanism, man. Life sucks sometimes. And if it wasn't this, it'd be something else. But at least I know that.
Oh.
And there are way more expensive things I could be doing.
Oh, definitely. I get that. I guess my major concern is that you are I'm relieved that you're still being productive.
Yeah.
You're not just kind of a sit-at-home alcoholic or anything.
No, absolutely not.
You're turning it into a productive thing, and
That's
I like the fact that you're coming over here and talking about it, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And hopefully more people kind of listen and follow along with the journey and everything. But also, you were saying that you have some new stuff coming up for the business.
Yeah. We just got representation, so that's cool. Mm-hmm. Got an agent that really wants to work with us and really likes us and what we do. Hey, you want to fucking find work for me, you tell me how high to jump, I'll do it, because the more money I make, the more money you make, everybody's happy. Headlining a show at Hard Rock Live coming up, so that'll be cool.
It's a big fucking deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm also doing solo stuff. I'm also just going out of my way to book, like, guest spots on other people's shows.
Mm-hmm. Fair play.
Because you may not have the budget for me and the other clown to show up and do a full hour show. But if you got an event and you got a budget that's a little smaller, I don't mind showing up and whipping my dick out. I don't mind, like, showing up and
makeup. To be honest, I got the biggest reaction out of any of the stuff you did in your hour and
always
a half
does.
So, who needs the appetizer when you can get the entree?
Yeah. I can... Yeah, like, I can literally show up in whiteface, I can do something, and then whip my dick out and lift a bowling ball, and then be done, and I just made my rent.
Now, here's something I've not thought about. Now, when you do the bowling ball dick lift thing, there's always a flash of penis to a couple of people that are in the right seats at the right time.
Always and forever. And yeah. If we were at a different venue, I normally drop the towel on stage at the end and just walk off cupping my balls. I just didn't want to do that there because that's a really long distance to walk.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hands that can get.
I gotta open
friendly.
A door.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I can't cup my balls with one hand, but I can't cup my dick and my balls with one hand.
It's either or.
Yeah.
Whichever way you go, someone's getting offended.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever considered that for the people that do get that glimpse of Little Carl, maybe putting Little Carl in whiteface?
Okay, I'm just laughing at the fact that you're referring him to Little Carl, because that is the cutest way to ever refer to it that I've ever. Oh my god, fuck you, dog. But yeah, I actually that has come up. That has totally come up. I have a cock sock.
All right,
I have a girl that made like that makes pasties. She made me a pair of pasties that I've fucking never wear. But she made me a cock sock that when I put it on, it covers just your dick and not your balls. When you put it on, your dick almost looks like one of the stripy sand snakes or my tights. Yeah. Okay. But then on the end of it is like a little embroidered, like shittily like cross stitched and embroidered, but like a little clown face.
Okay.
And I just don't wear it because if only a couple people are going to see my dick, I'd rather them just be shocked that they just saw my dick.
The actual dick.
Yeah. I mean, and oh my god, you've never been, you saw the Orlando improv show where everybody's like low. Mm-hmm. I work the Tampa improv show. That's got two balconies. Every time I work the Tampa improv, way more people see. Okay, at this point, if I were to do the math on it and say I've done the dick lift at this point for maybe, I don't know,
it's been
six,
a good year.
Even more. At least two.
Yeah.
I went on tour, done a bunch of shows, done a bunch of corporate things. Out of, let's just say, 5,000 people have seen me and Tyler since we've done the dick lift. Maybe 2,000 of them have actually seen my dick. Considering some shows, you flash more. Other shows, I'm at venues where I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing funnier than getting applause for bowling ball, getting applause for your dick, turning around, dropping your towel, and then facing the audience, just covering your dick with one hand and covering your asshole with the other in case there are people behind you, and then just taking a really deep bow, like an overly deep bow, and then just walking off stage. When I did a thing for iHeartRadio last year, and their whole crew of like DJs was up on this balcony at the back of the stage, and they were all like behind, and that's like my really sensitive spot there. And I told him beforehand, I'm like, hey, listen, I'm
gonna, you might see some stuff,
yeah,
that you can't unsee.
Even when I did it, and I'm off mic at that point, nobody can hear me, but when I face the audience, right as I go to drop the towel, I look up at him and I go, eye contact. And nobody kept eye contact with me. They just stared at my dick. And it was in that moment that I realized I do not care. I have no shame. It is way too easy for me to get naked and just not give a shit what anybody thinks than it should be.
Especially with the face paint and everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's also when I found out that that if I were to do that in certain other states, I would get arrested.
Oh.
If I were to go to Nevada, mm-hmm. and me and Tyler were to do a show, if we stop by Nevada on tour and I do a show and I do the dick lift, and I don't have an adult entertainer's license, like a stripper,
sure,
they can arrest my ass, and they will. I found this out from multiple burlesque girls that Pepsi. Just happens, you know?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, who knew? I would love to get arrested for entertaining without an adult entertainer's license and have my mugshot be in, like, haggard-ass, half-washed-off clown face. Because they'll make you wash it out, but I'll just wash it off really shitty.
End up looking like Heath Ledger and shit.
Yeah.
Would you get arrested for indecent exposure or minute exposure?
Probably indecent exposure and also operating a business without a license.
Okay.
Like
a business.
Yeah.
That's why your dick's the money maker.
I mean, it is, though. Like, have you seen my Instagram? That's what they come back for. Man, I used to be able to... We'd do a meet and greet, and I used to be able to fade into the background for the most part, except for, like, very particular broads. But then I started doing the dick lift, and we do meet and greets now, and they're hitting on me more than they hit on the hipster dude that can mac on bitches and get their number while he is on stage, on microphone, and they're in the audience. Like, when we were younger, I used to call Tyler the bitch whisperer. Because, like, I just have never seen somebody that could just... And now he's married and sucks at it. But at the time, when it was like a sport...
Now he's just the bitch.
Yeah, but when it was a sport for him...
Yeah.
Bro, I have never seen somebody effortlessly just suck in broads like he was a star.
Like he was an F5 tornado.
Yo. Yo. And so now that, like, the last 2 years doing the dick lift, when, like, broads treat me like I'm that dude and I'm not smooth at all, nor have I tried, it's just really weird. I don't know how to operate those situations. Fuck, I don't even know how to flirt or date properly. Like, I've been, in the last 12 years, I was single for a month and in two long-term, a five-year relationship and a seven-year relationship. Like, I literally don't know how any of that shit works. So it's really weird. It's a bunch of...
I mean, you must be pretty good at it if you were only single for a month. Like,
yeah, and I picked up the one that you know at a show.
Okay.
The one before her was supposed to show up to, didn't show up, and then this girl's like, "Ooh, got that shit."
dibs.
Yeah, but like now, like this shit happens, and I have no want or understanding of it, so rather than taking advantage of it like a rock star, it turns into me making very subtle Mr. Bean faces at the other clown. That's all it turns into. Like, any other dude would be rock starring this shit up.
Living up life and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I got...
And you're the awkward guy that just like...
Yeah, I'm the square that's like, thanks? Somebody commented on one of my Instagram photos the other day, you are frustratingly attractive.
And that's fair.
I didn't know, do you respond thank you to that? So instead I just liked her comment.
I just left it at that. Never said another word to
I don't
her.
Know what the fuck to say.
Yeah.
That's dog, I don't know what to say, man.
My wife gives me shit for just being terrible at, like, she's never worried about me hanging out with girls because she knows I'm terrible at flirting.
Yep.
You know, the first time that we went home, which was the first night we met, because I'm easy, she threw on a movie in her bed. We were in her bedroom. She threw on a movie. She gave me some pajama bottoms to wear, and we were snuggling in the bed, like big spoon, little spoon position.
Uh-huh.
And I still did not kind of get where it was going. I had to clarify. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, are you into me, or are you just really polite? Were my words. And she clarified things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not pick up on these signals at all. When people are... it's not so bad. I don't think it's that I'm... Maybe it's not so that you're bad at flirting, but you're just bad at picking up the signals like me. Like, when people are flirting with you, you're just kind of like...
Oh, no, I know it's happening. I just don't know how to reply.
Oh, okay.
I totally... Like, if I'm in whiteface and you were a girl that I care about, you got to worry about those other broads that are just, like, present... Okay, you know when a cat's in heat and then it, like, kneels down so it's, like, front elbows are on the ground, but its butt's just up in the air? That shit happens at every show. Like, figuratively.
Are you the cat? Is this where you're taking the bow at the end of the...
I am not the cat. I am not the cat. But
I thought we were talking about the bow at the end of the dick lift.
Yeah, right.
Like, but ass in the air.
But in whiteface, it is a cat, and he, like, there are cats mm-hmm. in heat presenting themselves mm-hmm. out of whiteface. Yo, it's hard enough for me to maintain, like, a friendship with a dude that, like, I'm homies with. You know, you got nothing to worry. If I'm going out in public and I'm out of whiteface, never have anything to worry about. In whiteface, still don't have anything to worry about on my part, but those
bitches, you're incompetent. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm incompetent at dealing with social situations sometimes. And it's crazy,
but
though.
Your lady, you need to keep an eye on your lady, because...
I gotta keep an eye on, if I'm dating somebody, I gotta keep an eye on them at the bar, just, like, in the distance. Just to make sure they don't get too mad at me, because, like, when you have to flirt back.
Sure,
you have to.
You gotta sell your product.
I will flirt all day, but then when it comes to them actually, like, being real and, like, macking on you, is when I get, like, all I turn into Tina from Bob's Burgers. I'm really bad at it. I don't really want to be good at it. I'm just saying, I'm horrible at it.
That's fair. But mm-hmm. at least you know about it.
Yeah, like, which me. Is why I'm killing it. I was hanging out with my...
Is this why you're killing it on Instagram? Because you have the time to think about what to say?
Well, okay, that...
Like, and this one we just read, you have 10 days. You've had 10 days to think about a response.
And I still haven't come up with one that's valid.
But that was a little Bible-y and a little crazy.
Yeah,
so.
Well, okay, I'm hanging out with my roommates the other day, and I'm hanging out with them when that girl comments on my Instagram, "You're frustratingly attractive." Mm-hmm. And I look at them, and I immediately go, "And that is why I only share good photos of my Instagram and don't share bullshit cell phone photos of me when I'm haggard and haven't shaved in 5 days." I'm selling a product, bro. I'm selling the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
But for real, I've gotten away with side dick. At this point, I'm just going to start posting straight up dick, and we'll just see. We'll just see what happens. Because clearly, Instagram does not give two shits how much penis shows up.
You should have, like, hang on, this is where, oh, brutal. That's some Final Destination shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
What you should start doing is, like, posting these same pics you've been showing of, like, your promo shots or whatever. But you know how you can add, like, on Facebook, like, a banner, you know, like, "We're with Mexico" and all this sort of shit and stuff, or, you know, "Thoughts for London." Have what looks like a banner, but instead it's just a veiny penis.
Yeah.
Under, like, the bottom third of the photo is just a veiny dick. Just rock hard, super parallel with the frame, and just wait and wait to see if anybody catches it.
That's really funny. That's really funny. A couple of girls I know sent me a
video today, and it was a video of, you know, those suction cup dildos? It was a suction cup dildo stuck to, like...
I've seen the video of, like, the guy doing, like, trick shots and shit, right?
No, it was a suction cup dildo stuck to, like, a cabinet or whatever, and then there were three cats playing with it, and it kept boing, 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 and it's three pussies playing with it. It's really funny.
Wordplay.
Yeah, clearly lesbians sent me that, and they made my day.
You know what would really make my day? As if you're fucking...
yeah.
Send me the real video.
That too. Okay, this is... I don't even know if I want to say this on mic, but you know, two girls in one cup, how people were, oh, you don't know what that is?
Well, super proud of never having seen it, but I've heard enough about it.
Yeah, but okay, you haven't seen it? You should watch it. Let me take a video of your reaction.
Yeah.
And now nobody falls for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what it is until we're done with this movie, but if you want to fuck with somebody...
Mm-hmm.
And you want a two girls, one cup reaction them, but you know they're not going to fall
something
for that
fresh.
Shit. It only smells, but there's a Z at the word at the end of smells. I think I saw it once years ago, and I forgot about it until the other day when I overheard my roommates talking about two girls, one cup, and I'm like, oh, guys, yeah, that was horrible. Have you ever seen this? And... really funny. It only smells with a Z at the end. Probably not going to find it on Google. Definitely not going to find it on YouTube. You may have to Bing it. Take off the safe search.
This is the two girls, one cup, or the lemon party of 2017. Like, this is an underground thing that fallen for yet.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't fallen because it is like the annals of the internet, like horribleness.
It's the dark, the deepest, darkest depths of the Bing safe search.
Yeah, off. There's like there's a video, and then there's like a freeze frame, and then there's a song.
I'm in.
Oh yeah, it's bad. I
love a musical, so let's hear it.
When we're done, I'll literally tell you what it is, and there's a really good chance that at one point you're going to make somebody watch it and actually watch it just so you can see the music, like, and the freeze frame and the music at the end.
See, if you hadn't watched it, we could watch it at the end of this and just, like, have a little bonus, like an after credit sequence, like in a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah. But then our the podcast would get bad.
Yeah, when she jumps out of the... I'm trying to bring it back to the movie.
We're back.
When she jumps out of the car there, she smacked her head, apparently, because the fucking cord is smashing the doors shut again. So they had to kind of...
It always struck me as weird as how either one of them were even able to open their doors that much.
Yeah, they kind of forced the doors open after a couple of takes. So. Huzzah! Carl's peeing, I got nothing to say, so I'm just going to sit here and watch a movie with you guys. Now we reach our exciting ending where they take refuge in the barn. The set that they shot this finale in, originally they were going to destroy the... Where are we? Originally they were going to destroy this house that they almost run into. Or I don't know if they run into the house or not. This house that's right by the barn, it was going to get destroyed in the original scene, but the people who run the town where they filmed all this, they were not cool with them destroying the house as well. So they saved it because peer pressure, and now you can, or at least, I don't know, whenever IMDb was updated with the trivia, you can visit this house, and it's the set of Twister and everything, and the barn and everything else that was destroyed is exactly how they left it.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's a cool... I remember that shot very well. All those fucking... Yeah. Which it makes no fucking sense, really, I guess. Like, that the wind is moving that slowly where individual pickets of the fence can go flying up and everything. But it's a cool visual.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Bunch of murder kites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we over at my house, we had a big pile of wood.
I bet you did.
That we literally just stacked. Yeah, fuck you. And we had, like, stacked up inside the house. And we put one cinder block on it. And showed up the next day. Everything was cool. No murder kites flew. Like, literally, a bunch of 2x4s. That one cinder block is holding down, like, one board in particular.
Uh-huh.
You know? And nothing. Nothing flew out. The big sheets of plywood. The two. It was safe. I expected someone to be dead.
Yeah, I was very worried about this place, because these windows, like, were really fucking thin over here, and the speed of the winds they were talking about, it died down. We still were scheduled to get, like, 70-mile-an-hour winds, I think, at midnight, and I was really worried that something was going to come flying through. But we got off pretty lightly, especially compared to some other people, and our power was off for maybe a day. If that.
Mm-hmm. We didn't
lose.
Some
people that still don't have power, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's insane, man. I went back to my house after I left here. My house didn't lose power at all, and for days we were sheltering people and having people come over and take showers and charge their phones.
Right. Do you? I am very thankful for you for coming over and fucking looking after my house.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't have anything to worry about in my house, yeah. So I got nothing to do.
Because I was really worried. Like, I knew our house was probably going to be like mostly okay, but especially when the wind changed direction, because all the windows in our house face south, and that's where the wind was going to start coming from. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's the lake right there, and they were talking about fucking 40 inches of rain and shit like that. I was very thankful to have somebody besides my wife here.
Just in case.
Exactly, just in case. Because the last time I did not do the ride out at the hotel was Hurricane Matthew last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out nothing fucking happened there. I could have made some good money just hanging out in a hotel, and our house was fucking, it was a light breeze, if anything, by the time it came over here.
Yeah.
But this one did not die down. In fact, it fucking veered back towards us and got even worse than what we were looking at. But when the power went out here, and especially when you say you're fucking pacing around the house from 10 a.m. while Tara passes out until 5, like, do you regret coming over here? Do you wish you'd stayed at home?
No, it wasn't until, it was not until the day when everything was done, and we were waiting for the curfew. And I was literally looking out of your back window at like noon and seeing people on the road.
Oh, okay.
Just and we were still out of power, and I'm like, as soon as she fucking wakes up, I'm gonna tell her I got fucking power.
Yeah.
As soon as she wakes up. But no, the rest of it was fucking A-okay, man. I didn't even sweat it. My house is fine. I had nothing to worry about, so why not do it over here? I've rode out hurricanes my whole life. Yeah. We've lost houses in hurricanes.
Really?
Hugo, bro.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's also the only time that I remember seeing snow in 1989.
That's a good memory you have, especially with all the drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely remember what happened 5 minutes ago in this movie. And
it's the only time I've ever made snowballs or a snowman.
Oh, you'll remember. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in England, yeah, snow is rare. It's usually just a sludge or like rain.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a good few times I remember having snow. So they all blur together. I didn't even talk about the music in this movie, especially the soundtrack is really fun, I think, especially when they're all kind of in that convoy of jeeps that are kind of driving towards shit. Mm-hmm. It's got a really fun adventure theme, I think. The composer is Mark Mancini, and that is not a name that I recognize from anything until I went on IMDb. He also did the theme for Speed,
mm-hmm.
which is another kind of an iconic one, I feel. But he's not like a Howard Shore from Lord of the Rings. He's not a John Williams. He's not a fucking Hans Zimmer or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's one of those ones where it's like, yeah, it's a really fun theme. He did the fucking music for Moana, apparently. He did Bad Boys and Speed and Twister and a bunch of these 90s movies, and then a couple other things. And now he's doing a bunch of Disney stuff, it seems.
Hey, man.
It's cool.
Yeah, work where you can get it.
Yeah.
And the music for Moana, I mean, all the stuff that Lin-Manuel Miranda did for Moana was awesome, but even the orchestral stuff is great.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. You know, he's getting a lot of credit for the songs and everything, but the actual soundtrack, the composing and everything is fantastic in that film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of similar conversation we were having, with It last week, with, like, you know, there's certain directors where there's iconic themes and there's iconic movies, but you don't remember the directors, you know. Not everyone can be a Spielberg or a Tarantino or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really fun musical themes out there for underrated movies, but they have fantastic music, and you just don't know who those composers are. That's a shame.
Yeah.
I was a big soundtrack person growing up. I didn't really listen to, like, actual pop music or popular music or anything. It was all... like, I remember my dad having a hi-fi, and we had, like, the Now 18 or something, you know, for that year. But then all our CDs were, like, the Star Trek 5 soundtrack and the Jurassic Park soundtrack and shit. You know, that's the shit I grew up to. So.
That Jurassic Park soundtrack was awesome. You know what else is awesome? The Mummy soundtrack. That shit was great.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't fucking tell you who wrote the music to The Mummy, you know?
but I remember what scenes were happening during which songs.
Mm-hmm. That's the interesting thing about music. It can just kind of stir that. It can stir that emotion up. Very, very, very memorable. Wow, there's fuck all left except that house. So, yeah, apparently you can go to the to wherever they filmed this, and you can find that house stood there with, like, nothing else around it, and it's a tourist attraction now. That's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
Postmortem on the movie. What do you think about it?
I mean, it's Twister, man. It's a great movie. It's a fantastic movie.
Is it underrated?
No, absolutely not. No, everybody.
It's never going to be in anyone's, like, top five movies.
No, but they all know the Twister's awesome. Yeah.
This is one of those movies that everyone just has an understanding that this is a great movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cool.
You saw Alan Tuck and got
is Billing. It Tuck?
No, it's Ruck.
Oh, sorry. I just missed it there. Jake Busey, I didn't even see that he was in this. I completely missed him in there.
Oh, we got a Busey dude in there?
We got a Busey dude in there. Missed that shit.
And normally you can spot their face from a mile away.
Yeah. Well, you can spot the teeth from, like, two blocks away. I don't know what role he played. I did read about that, actually. I remember kind of going back over his IMDb a few years ago and be like, oh, fuck, he's in Twister? Oh. Because I just remember him from Starship Troopers, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
See, Starship Troopers and The Frighteners. Those are the two movies I know him from, and that's
The Frighteners.
Great film, right?
I love The Frighteners.
All right, we have 5 minutes. So, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know. You got anything in particular, or do you want me to just rant about crazy bitches?
I don't want you to kind of shoot your load too early if we're going to do this a regular thing. But I have nothing else to really say. I kind of touched on everything I wanted to with this movie. I talked a little bit about the things I liked about it. You know, I think it's a well done movie. It's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about Bill Paxton. Touched on Jan de Bont a little bit. By the way, any of the making of stuff, like watching him talk about a movie, it's fun. Watching him talk is fun. We talked about the hurricane that we had and everything. Yeah, no, I got nothing else I really want to touch on in this episode. Anything you want to kind of throw in here at the last second?
Okay. I was on Instagram following people today. Creeper. This morning. And you follow people based on, like, homies or amount of followers, if you're just trying to get followers. There's, like, a nice mix there.
Sure.
So I'm just clicking follow, moving on. Follow, moving. Like, I'm finding people who's, like, interest or pictures kind of for the same.
Something that catches your eye.
Yeah.
Window shopping.
Yeah. So I click follow, and I get, like,
two people passed. And I had this problem where, like, if you say something to me, sometimes I'll be like, wait, what? And you don't even have to say anything, but if you give me 60 seconds, my brain catches up to what just happened, and then I'm
I
like,
have noticed that, yeah.
Yeah. So that basically happened with this Instagram, and I press follow, and I get, like, two people passed, and then I'm like, wait a second. Why the fuck was that person so familiar? And I went back, and that overly familiar person was an ex-girlfriend that tried to murder me twice.
Oh.
And then broke into me and my now ex, but girl after her's house. And I had to, like...
Is this the girl you were for 5 years?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I had to, like...
I'm good at math. I put these two stories together.
I had to, like, headbutt her and throw her out of my... okay, I had to put her out... I went to throw her out of the house, and she started hitting me, and so I grab her so that I'm just, like, so she can't hit me as I'm, like, carrying her out the door, and she keeps, like, trying, and then I and it was quite comical, because she's hitting me and, like, yelling all this stuff, saying, like, I had sex with her on New Year's, which is, well, not New Year's, Thanksgiving, which is funny, because I was with my girl and all my friends on Thanksgiving, so we knew that wasn't the case, but she's saying all this and, like, hitting me, and I'm like, I never hit you, and then I headbutted her. And
ooh.
And then I kicked her out of my house. But before that, I ran into her at a bar, and I was hanging out with some buddies and was really cool about ignoring that broad. Mm-hmm. And then I went outside, I'm smoking a cigarette, you know, about to leave, and all of a sudden, fucking homegirl, super bitch, is, like, yelling at me, jumps into her car, Saturn, which is, like, right in front of me, and, like, fucking floors it and tries to hit me with her car. And I, like, dive to the side, and then, like, an asshole, I'm like, you missed, bitch. And so God. She pops the car in reverse again, and she goes to do it again. And this time, like, she nicks me, but, like, it was still enough for me to be sassy and for her to, like, speed away because she realized she attempted to murder somebody twice. So, yeah, I realized I had clicked follow on that broad, and I'm like, oh, my... Because our Instagram name's different than the name that's underneath the bold, like, name is different. I didn't know. So I had to click unfollow, and then within, like, an hour, I, like, cancel follow request. I end up getting, like, a message from her.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying, hey, yeah, we should totally meet up. I'd love to talk to you. No, I don't want to see you.
I'm not falling for that shit.
I don't want to talk to you. And it may make me sound like a biggity bitch, but I'm not going to sit there and meet up with you in person, too, because I'm worried about my safety. And that's what happened with my Instagram adventure today.
Okay. It's fucking hilarious that that's a story about you almost getting hit by a car and then kind of being hit by a car. And you leave it until the very fucking end of an episode that's just like the tail end, just like, I'll just tack this on, fuck it. Also, you dated a girl for 5 years, you were scrolling through Instagram, and you kind of recognized her?
They're tiny pictures on the phone, on the tablet.
There's so much more to unpack here, but we don't have time because...
I just thought she was a cute Spanish broad.
Okay. And on that note, I have a little bit more storm surge if you want to take it with me.
Cheers.
Cheers, sir. Oh, it's still good. I like it.
It's tasty. It's Green Julius.
Yeah. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name's Carl Skeens.
Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week. Thank you. Good night.